This is a previously recorded episode. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
So it was our first show at a different...
Okay, and then we also, did we get everybody? Should we introduce everybody again? Okay, so we have the founder of No Resolve, Dennis Legio.
Hello.
And we have Kevin Sharp from Metro 37 Studio in Rochester Hills.
Good morning.
Hello. Afternoon. Yeah, afternoon.
It's nooner time.
Yeah, yes. It's nooner time. Come on.
Yes, for and me, this is morning.
Yeah. Remember, he's in the music business.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
And we have, I call these girls the Bonsadello Beauties, the beautiful ladies from Bonsadello Salon and Spa in Shelby Township.
Michelle and Heather.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thanks for coming. Now, you're probably not morning people either.
No.
No. I don't think anybody in artsy fields are, you know, real morning people, but that's okay. So welcome, everybody.
Thank you. We appreciate you
showing up, and we have a great show, a lot to talk about, so
we're
not going to do our usual banter, right, Jackie?
No, we're not.
So, all right, good. Well, let's get right with it.
Okay. So, first of all, we're going to talk about the big event that's coming up September 24th.
Jam meets glam.
No. How many times do we say this? You're supposed to MC the show, so you better get the title right.
Okay.
It's glam meets jam.
All right.
Okay?
Glam meets jam.
Yeah.
As in glamorous meets jamming down, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
There you go. Now,
I'll remember it that way.
Yeah,
yes, I
know. Yeah, Denise Brennan Nelson, co-host of the Nooner Show, will be one of our MCs, along with Rocky Valuse.
Ooh. So, by the way, we didn't mention, but that's her song.
The theme song.
Our theme song. Thank you, Rocky. Every week we play that, and it gets us going, so we appreciate that.
And so this is a group of great people coming together for a pretty serious cause, which is the rise of youth suicide. And so what's happening is, and we're going to get into it a little bit later on what the show is about, but we have hairdressers that are putting on a fantasy hair show. And then we have Metro 37, who's one of the sponsors, and he's got a great lineup of music that night. So it's going to be a fun night for a very serious cause to keep No Resolve out there, you know, creating awareness and hopefully preventing lives with youth suicide.
And the date of this event, Glam Meets Jam, is September 24th. It's in Utica.
At Hatchie's. Which is a cool venue, right in downtown Utica.
It's technically at higher ground above Hatchie's.
Oh, there. Oh, higher. Oh, I like that.
Oh, yes. I do too.
Okay.
It's a very classy.
Yes.
It's a great atmosphere. I mean, classy is not the right word. I mean,
That's good. I was going to have to say maybe I shouldn't have seen it.
But it's. I mean, it's
the
just,
Nooner
it's
show can't tell.
You know, it's an awesome. It's a 102-year-old building that's been converted.
Oh.
The ownership, the staff there are awesome.
So yes, they really are. Rich is the owner, and he's behind this event. So.
Now, let me just. To get my arms around all of this, because I haven't met any of you. I know, Jackie, you're more familiar with this, so let me just try to get my arms around it. This event has been, this is the second or the third year, Jackie? I think the third year.
Yes.
And so Dennis is going to talk about No Resolve, and we spell it because I pictured N-O, which I know you wrote a song called No Resolve. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But you started this foundation, if you will, right? Is that
nonprofit organization?
Thank you, nonprofit organization, and we'll get to that. But then you brought Dennis in, or how did that come about?
Kevin.
I mean, I'm sorry, Kevin. That's why we have name tags here, Denise.
I've worked with Kevin a few times in the studio. He's recorded some work that our band has written, performed, done.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
Every year, you know, every year I try to find a charity that deserves some attention. And a great way to get attention is with live music, and a way for my company to give back and a little bit, and create opportunities for the bands to play, you know, meaningful shows in front of people that wouldn't ordinarily be, you know, at a typical gig. So 1 year we did music education, but then I knew about his organization, but we were recording his band, and we just got to talking about it, and we couldn't think of a better organization to get behind. And Jackie and I got together, and we did something at the Emerald Theater, and it was pretty huge. And there was another one that I wasn't involved with that was also really cool, as I understand. And then now we're doing this one. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. It just sounds like such a – from all different angles, it just sounds like such a great collaboration.
It really is.
Talents and strengths. And then you bring in the salon, and Heather right. and Michelle, you're just two of the stylists that are going to be doing – tell everybody a little bit what you'll be doing for this event.
Okay, so basically we're – getting together different, trying to do more creative work to kind of stand out a little bit, to kind of show more of our expertise, I guess you could say. We are doing, like, villains. We're doing the roaring, like, 1900s, like, the different ages of 1900s. Basically, we're going to be setting up models, and there's also going to be, like, a contest of, like, people can vote who their favorite model is, and it's all trying to, I guess, go to a good cause for the fundraiser and everything.
So people pay to come to this event?
Yes, people pay $10 a ticket to come to the event, which I think is pretty inexpensive to come out and have a good night and some drinks. And
you glam everybody up, and then the music's playing, and then all the money goes to a great cause.
It does, yep.
And I've heard fantasy hair. I've heard that term, that you do fantasy hair. Okay, we talked about fantasy football last.
Oh, gosh, let's not go there again.
All right, well, okay, we'll skip that. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be wonderful.
It is. And the hair is, it's amazing. The music is amazing. And it's just...
Is there food?
Well, you can buy food. Hatchie's has food.
Yes.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. So.
And it really, what's cool about this is that the arts are coming together and everything's donated. Everybody donates their time. You know, the girls all mark off their schedules. The bands all donate their time. So it's really cool. So I think right now we need to, I want to get with Dennis and we're going to find out what is No Resolve and how it got started.
Right, what all this is going on for. So.
Dennis?
You're on.
Well, thanks. No Resolve is an organization that I started in 2007 to raise awareness about suicide. It's something that people don't talk about. I think it's something that needs to be talked about. And the reason I started the organization is because I lost my dad to suicide as a teenager, and I had a real hard time with that for a very long time, and became very depressed and suicidal myself. And music was my way out of that. I wrote a song for my dad, which we will hear at some point today. And that's where I found my voice. That's where I found my way out of that darkness. So the song that I wrote for my dad was called No Resolve, spelled N-O. And then when I started the organization, as a group, we felt that it was a good idea to change the name, the spelling, to K-N-O-W, to promote hope.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so our goal is to raise awareness and to educate people, specifically young people, about the risk factors, warning signs for suicide, what to do in crisis, how to help a friend, available resources. And I have an assembly that I developed over the years that I give at middle schools and high schools locally here, and I talk to about 12,000 kids every year.
Wow.
About suicide awareness and prevention and how to take care of yourself and how to look out for a friend and all of that stuff.
You've touched a lot of lives. I mean, I was looking at your website, which is a great website, by the way. There's a lot
Thank
of information
you.
On there. I was reading some of the testimonials from the kids whose lives you've touched. I read about one of them that said that you had said to her, thank you for being alive, and how deeply that touched her. Sometimes it's just that. I think what I took away from your website was the fact that we can't be afraid to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's what you're trying to, that being aware makes a huge difference.
Absolutely.
So, and you do colleges, though, not just...
Yeah, I do some colleges as well, and, you know, some businesses, corporate gigs. Spoke at Chrysler a couple years ago. That was cool.
When times were tough.
Yeah. but it's the focus mostly is for middle school and high school.
because the statistics, and correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it like 1 in 7 high school students seriously consider suicide? Is that?
Yep, in any given year. And that's information that was published by the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Any given year, 1 in 7 high school students will seriously contemplate suicide. And it's the second leading cause of death for kids 15 to 24.
Ooh. The second leading.
Second leading cause
wow.
of death.
So what do you tell kids? I read about a plan. What's that term you use?
A safety plan.
Safety plan. Talk about what a safety plan is.
A safety plan is exactly what it sounds like. It's a plan to keep yourself safe during times of trouble or darkness or crisis. It's learning how to be aware of your emotions and what those emotions mean and where they can lead to, the things that you start doing when you're not really coping well with life, the things that you need to be doing when you're starting to feel those things, and the people and places that you can turn to in those moments of crisis.
Okay, and you give kids that, you know, kind of lay that out for them.
I walk through mine.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
It must be for kids to hear that, I mean, you've been through it. Not
yeah.
only did you experience your dad, so how old were you when your dad committed suicide?
I was 14.
Oh, wow.
Could you talk about it when you were 14?
No.
That's a tough age.
Yeah.
You didn't want anybody to see your pain?
Yeah, I didn't want anybody to see the pain. I didn't want, you know, there's that stigma attached to talking about emotions, especially for guys. You don't want people to think that you're weak, and you want to feel like you can carry everything, the weight of the world on your shoulders, and that nothing can break you down. But it's that very same mindset that leads to those moments of darkness and crisis where you don't know what to do and where to turn.
I would imagine, too, that, you know, there's, because it's an unanswered, you don't know why they did it, there's that judging that goes on, too. You know, it just seems like, you know, people always speculate on, you know, were there signs or what happened. And it's got to be hard for the survivors of, you know, of somebody who committed suicide.
Oh, absolutely. When somebody dies by suicide, and we say that's one of the things that we're trying to raise awareness about. We don't say committed suicide.
Oh.
We say completed suicide or died by suicide, because committing is one of those words that attaches stigma to what happened.
Good point. Oh. I just used it.
And we all do. I used it for many, many years. But on the outside, people who have not lost someone to suicide, there is this tendency to think this is an act of cowardice. This is something
that
weak people do, and it's shameful, and you shouldn't talk about it. But think about what it must take to take your own life.
Right.
It is the very opposite of that. And I'm not saying it's a courageous act, but I'm saying it is a difficult one. A very difficult one, and you have to be without any other options.
Well, and you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that I've heard people say is how selfish. And I think to myself, they were in such a dark place. How could you think that had anything to do with being selfish?
Right.
How could you be selfish when you're that depressed?
Has it changed? I mean, when you were 14 and your dad did it, how have your emotions changed? Obviously, you've learned a lot.
Yeah.
You're more educated about it. Were you mad at him at the time?
Oh, yes. Anger.
And so for how many years before you started to... did anybody talk to you? Let me ask you that first.
Yeah. I had a couple of real close friends that I could talk to about this. And then the music really is... The music is what saved me, because I could put anything that I was thinking and feeling in those songs and not feel ashamed about it.
And you would play them when you were that young?
Well, I started writing songs shortly after my dad died, but it was about 10 years later that I wrote No Resolve and really started working through the emotions.
Did you play the guitar before your dad died?
No, I picked it up after he died.
Oh, wow.
So you really turned to music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. They say, you know, we talked about this in a couple of other shows, the post-traumatic growth that happens, that scientists are starting to look at when something like that occurs, you know, a trauma, the growth that comes out of it. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can be, like, trauma gets stuck. I'm not a scientist or a doctor or anything, but I have done a lot of reading and living through this. So what I have read and heard is that trauma gets stuck in a part of the brain that you can't fix by talking about it.
Interesting.
Or by taking medication for it. So there are things that you can do, physical things, art, music, all of that stuff, that actually helps to heal, physically heal trauma.
Interesting.
Wow.
That's deep.
Yeah.
So when they talk about when kids, like they do art with kids, that's the science behind all that.
It's real. There's real science behind it, and yeah, it's and music as well.
And taking what you've learned and to do what you've done to create this nonprofit, No Resolve, and to go out to all these students. I think you were at my daughter's school. I think a lot of people know somebody that's been affected by suicide.
Absolutely.
I know there's like three or four people in my life that. What about you? What about the rest of you, Kevin?
When I was a second grader, one of my close friends, you know, neighbor, his own life. And then just before the first benefit, one of the band members that was going to appear took his own life, and the band had days before
Days before the show.
It was incredibly shocking thing, because this band's booked to play suicide prevention.
Right, very popular band too.
Yeah, and the musician that did it. It looked like he had everything going for him. I mean, 25, happy. I mean, looked happy anyway.
Right.
Good looking. Had a, you know, super strong family. He was in a band with his brothers.
Right.
And cousin. So.
Which is a good point that you bring up, and one of the questions that we need to talk about. What are the warning signs or the symptoms, or I don't know what you call them, and what should friends and parents and grandparents, and what should we be looking for?
Well, the biggest risk factors, for suicide are untreated or undiagnosed mental health conditions, depression, bipolar disorder, anything and everything under that umbrella. Substance abuse, alcohol abuse, a history of suicide or mental health problems in the family. These are some of the biggest risk factors, and in childhood trauma, abuse, or neglect. The more risk factors that you have in your life, the more at risk you are for having suicidal thoughts at some point in your life. Warning signs, there's a list of them, but I would say the most important one to be aware of and to look out for is somebody talking about it. About 80% of suicides show some kind of warning sign, and people will say something to someone most of the time.
Wow.
They're trying to hide everything, like Kevin said. You know, you hide behind this mask, this facade of happiness, and that you have it all together. And it's very, very different than what we think about in our heads as far as a suicidal person. These people are, for lack of better terms, popular, seemingly gifted and talented, and have a lot of connections and great things going for them. I mean, my dad was a very successful person and man, and everybody loved him. You think about depression and you think about suicide, and one of the misconceptions is that depression causes suicide. But you think about these people sulking in a corner, and it's just not the way it is most of the time.
Wow. They're functioning in society. And like you said, hiding it.
They're hiding it,
Well, because with depression, too, I'm not an expert, but it's not always, there isn't always a reason for it. And I think that's why it's difficult to, you know if somebody's really thinking about contemplating suicide or not. Because when I, the more that I've gotten to know you and just learning about it, you know, as a mother of young kids, you know, everybody goes through emotional struggles, especially like in high school and changing schools and new school year and everything else, that you don't know when it's depression or when it's just a normal thing that they have, that they're going through.
Yeah. Yeah. And depression can be so many different things. There's so many different levels of depression and reasons for it. Sometimes you know, sometimes you don't. You know, it's this huge umbrella that everything just kind of gets put under. But it's this very, very complicated thing that is so very different for every person. But to go back to the warning signs, talking about suicide or death or dying or writing about it, all of my songs were horribly depressing and miserable and about me wanting to die. But it was very thinly veiled, you know? Alcohol abuse, substance abuse, withdrawing from friends and family, reckless self-destructive behavior, giving away prized possessions, which is seen as like making a plan to go away. And this is something that's planned. People spend a lot of time thinking about this, planning it. It doesn't just happen overnight. Those are some of the things to look out for.
If you're, again, a friend or a parent, and you see some of those signs, what do you do?
Okay, so I was thinking about this morning. Like, if I have to break this down for in three very simple statements or ways, what would I say? And I would say ETA, right? Educate yourself. Learn the warning signs and the risk factors and what the available resources are. And all of that information is available on our website. So educate yourself, number one. Two, talk about it. Talk openly about it. If you think that somebody is thinking about suicide, the only way to get an answer to that question is to ask that question. And don't dance around it. Say it out loud. Are you thinking about killing yourself? Are you thinking about suicide? Do you have a plan? That's a scary question to ask, because you're going to get an answer you might not want to hear.
And staying away from it isn't the right thing, though.
Right.
I mean, I think a lot of people think, well, if we don't talk about it, it won't happen. Or
right.
I don't want them to think I think they're thinking about killing themselves. You
right.
Know?
Okay. Right. Or give them any ideas.
Right.
Which is why it's important to educate yourself first and then talk about it. Talk openly about it. Ask that question. Ask it straight out. You will not put the idea of suicide into somebody's head if it's not already there. Mm, right. And A, you know, number three, ask for help. For yourself, if you're thinking about suicide, ask for help. If you're worried about someone or you have someone in your life that is suicidal or you think might be suicidal, ask for help. Don't do this alone.
That's now, all great info. And a lot of that is on your website,
mm-hmm.
you know, no, and it's right. KNOW, No Resolve. You're listening to The Nooner Show, and we're talking about Glam Meets Jam and the event that is going on September 24th to raise money
right.
For awareness
right.
about youth suicide.
Yeah.
Did I say that right,
Jesse? Yes, you did. You did it very good, Denise.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, it's why is the rate increasing, do you think? Because it seems like there is more awareness. It seems like it's, you know, we're hearing about it more now on the news and, you know, of kids taking their lives. But why is it going up? What do you think?
I have some ideas and theories, and I'm going to preface this by saying they're only ideas and theories. I think that social media is contributing to social isolation. And people are becoming more and more disconnected from themselves and from their small communities or tribes that keep us healthy and sane and connected.
Wow.
And let's just say you're not old. I mean, I think some
right.
youngsters, listen to me, yeah. I sound old. Oh, goodness. Oh, boy. But when younger teenagers hear that, they think, oh, well, that's someone that's, and you're not.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
At heart, I've been an old man since I was like.
You're wise. 12, you're wise is what you are. And I'm having gone through what you've gone through, I can see where, you know, again, the growth that's come
right.
from that. So you must get, and you tell, do you talk about that at your school presentations?
I haven't really gotten into a lot of that yet because I've kind of been putting that together in my head over the last couple of years, because I'm somebody that is constantly thinking about things and wanting answers and looking for answers. And
say that again, what you said about the tribe.
What keeps us healthy and connected and feeling like we have potential and purpose and meaning are the small groups. And if you read up on this, you're capable of being close, like really close, to an average of about 20 people.
Not 2 million.
Not 2 million, not 360, not whatever, however many. And it's just, it's not real connection.
Right, the 20 people are real.
Yeah.
The tribes.
We have to spend more face-to-face time, like we're doing right here, looking into people's eyes, listening to their words, hugs, whatever, you know, actually being connected. Connection.
Right.
Social connection and feeling like you have a purpose and a point in life and that you're connected to a community or to a family is one of the biggest protective factors for suicide.
Wow. You need to take that message to the schools, the middle schools, the high schools, the colleges, and talk about that. Who better to talk about that than
right.
you? And again, I mean, you're probably a little nervous about that. How will it be received? But if you find a way in the presentation that you already have to ease that into there, I bet you'd be surprised.
I'll tell you, without addressing specifically what I just did as far as social media is concerned, there is a video on our website, a short little clip that Fox 2 did about the presentation a couple years ago. I was at a middle school, and at the end of the presentation, what I did was say, this is my story. I'm one guy. Everybody has a story, and the first step here is talking about it, right? We have to talk about it. And I asked if anybody would be willing to come down and talk about something they're going through. And I'm telling you, this video will bring tears to your eyes. It still does to mine. This kid comes down, 7th or 8th grade, and he's just sullen, he's withdrawn, eyes down to the floor, barely talking into the microphone. You can barely hear what he's saying, but he spills his guts to 700 of his peers, 7th and 8th graders in the stands, and he talks about what he's going through and how hard of a time he's having. And so then when he's done, I ask that anybody who wants to show kindness and compassion for their family member, their community member, to come down and give him a hug. Everybody in those bleachers came down.
Gosh.
Oh, wow. And they have that on tape?
It's on tape.
Wow.
And you can see him walk away visibly changed.
I thought I saw everything on your website, but I missed that. I'm going back to look at that.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, you touch a lot of lives. So, do you ever want to follow up with kids like that?
I hear back from them sometimes, you know, and I don't hear back a lot. But when I do, it's really special, and it means a lot. And I save those emails and I print them out and I keep them in a folder. And I got one just the other day from a kid who had seen me twice, once when he was in 9th grade, once when he was a senior, and now he's at Northern Michigan University. And he just wanted to touch base and send an email and say, I've not ever actually thought about suicide, but I've seen your presentation twice, and it's been very, very emotional and powerful and positive for me.
And hopeful. I read that.
Yeah.
Somebody in one of the testimonials said that he used the word hopeful, and he said, you know, I know that seems like a strange word to use for something like this, but that's part of the problem, is that we think of it as such a taboo subject when right. really, and that's a good point. That's not what your presentation is about. It's not just about not taking your life. It's
right.
it's about so much more than that.
Yep.
And yep, just like exactly. you said, that kid, I mean, he might not even have been thinking about suicide, but he still was struggling. We, you know, kids that age have a lot going
right.
on. That's mm-hmm. Those are tough years.
Right.
Yeah.
So to have people like you come in and talk about things like that and make it not so difficult, I think that's wonderful. I'd like to go back and see that. Look, we're all kind of quiet. We don't know what to say. Boy, Jackie, that's not...
What?
For you.
Oh, here we go. Throw a dig in.
But what we need to do is we need to talk about, so all of of what you've just said is why you're doing the
event.
I keep wanting to say jam meets glam, but it's glam meets jam. I'll practice before my MC.
But there are a lot of other events that your organization does. So tell us, I know you have the 5K run.
Oh, that's right.
You have the Break the Silence dinner.
We're going to run in that, aren't we, Jackie?
We are?
Aren't you getting sponsors?
How about if I just donate?
You know
you
what?
Can you walk, can, too.
Okay, there you go. I'll walk. You want to do it?
Yeah,
let's do
we
it.
Should do it.
Well, let's. Why don't you talk about some of the other events that your organization puts on?
Sure, yeah. The 5K walk or run at Dakota High School is on October 24th, and we've been doing that. This is our seventh year for that now. And then the Breaking the Silence benefit dinner is our flagship fundraising and awareness event. That's November 21st, which is National Survivors of Suicide Day, the Saturday before Thanksgiving is why we do this. And that was the first. That was the first event that we put on. That's kind of how this organization got started. Was this dinner with live music and speakers, and it's grown to be quite a thing. There's about 500 people that come out for that.
Wow!
And that's all nice. Of these are great events. And Glam Meets Jam, you will have fun. Okay,
right.
We are raising awareness and money for suicide prevention, but you will not walk away feeling depressed, I promise.
Right, right. This is about hope.
Yeah.
And changing life.
And fun. And fantasy hair.
And fantasy hair. Yeah. And great music. So great let's
dance.
Hear about the lineup.
Oh, a variety of acts. Excuse me. The headliners Through Our Eyes, worked with them in the studio.
They're fantastic.
And they've been a part of this before.
Yes.
Fantastic band. They're a little heavy, but they're accessible. I mean, it's not going to chase anybody out of the room. Female fronted, and that's amazing. Mark's amazing. Just a great band. They put out a record that's just amazing.
We heard it on the show. We had them on our show.
We had Through Our Eyes on our first show.
We're excited.
Yeah, that was. I'm excited about them. The band Rain is performing another, a little bit more progressive rock kind of thing, and they have both a male and female vocalist. Fantastic band. John Paul is opening the show. Super talented young man.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
And then we have Sarah Fortish. I'm probably saying that wrong. Fantastically talented young lady. I mean, she comes in and plays songs, and it just raises the goosebumps, or as my mom would say, goose pimples on my arms. And then I get to help her make it happen. It's just awesome. She's great, and she's 16 years old. I mean, she's so talented.
What's her name again?
Sarah Fortish.
Okay,
I've heard of her.
And lastly, we have Molly.
And tell us about Molly.
Molly
Wing.
Molly Wing. We just recorded a song. They won a songwriting contest with No Resolve. And another fantastically talented person that's what she's 13?
15.
Yep.
15.
15 years old, and you'll hear it.
Awesome. Tell us about the contest.
So I had an idea last year. You know, it was music that helped me through this. That was if I have to pick one thing to say, how did I get out of this? It was music. And so I wanted to kind of give that back and get kids involved with this, because we're trying to reach 15 to 24-year-olds. So we did this songwriting contest. We put up a $1,000 cash prize, and Kevin donated studio time to professionally record. And we're working with an ad agency in Toledo called Heart Inc., who has agreed to donate their expertise and time to produce a PSA and a music video.
Wow.
So that is the prize package for Molly.
Wow.
And she wrote this. We launched the contest last January, and submissions were open until May. And Molly was the winner, and she recorded with her band, with Kevin. And the song is called The Good Ones. It's just got such an incredibly inspiring and positive message. I still have copies somewhere that you will never find of music that I wrote when I was 15.
Wow.
And the talent that she's got.
Had she ever recorded prior to this?
But just by herself, you know, and she had her own Bandcamp page up. And this song is just amazing. And she hit everything on the head as far as I'm concerned. I know we're going to hear it. It's not necessarily about... It's not about suicide awareness or prevention. It's just about dealing with what you're going through, you know, in a positive and a hopeful way. And that's what we were looking for with the songwriting contest. So it's an awesome song. Kevin did an awesome job. She's going to perform at Glam Meets Jam. She's going to perform at the 5K, and she's going to perform at our benefit.
Wow. What an opportunity.
Yeah, she's the band, I mean, they're all very young, and they're... There's no studio tricks on the recording. They're really playing.
What's the name of the band, or do they go by Molly Wing?
Molly Wing and the Chimps.
And the Chimps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And she is back in school, so that's why she's not on our show today.
Yeah, we were hoping to have her sing it here live, but we have the song, right?
We're going to hear that right now.
And Kevin, your studio is in Rochester Hills, correct?
That is correct.
Oh, what's it called again?
Metro 37.
Metro 37.
Because Denise wants to come record there.
Sure. Come on.
So can you alter it?
You know? Yeah, I'll need sound effects and all that. Yeah.
And you are listening to The Nooner Show, and we are going to listen to Molly Wing, The Good One.
I dream of a place where everything is safe. It lives in my heart, or I should say it's not welcome here. I keep it to myself so that I can hear my thoughts clearly. I ponder accusations over good guys and bad. New news not sad. It gets a little harder when you gotta get stronger. Gotta get past the finish line.
Wow.
15 years old.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Molly Wing. And the chimps.
Will she have that for sale at the show? Are people going to be able to buy that song or the CD?
I know that she's going to have it up for sale on her website, on her Bandcamp site.
Okay.
If they're going to do CDs, I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
But you can, it's mollywing.bandcamp.com.
Okay. You know, what school does she go to?
Right. We can put that on our Facebook page.
Is our CEO listening today? Have her put it on.
Yeah, we
are. Why are you pointing to me?
Hello, Becca. Are you listening?
Becca, if you're there, you know we can't do Facebook. We don't know how yet. We're only in our 50s. We're getting there.
Becca will put that on our Facebook page.
Please and thank you, Becca.
Yes, please and thank you.
I'm sorry. Yeah, see what you did? Oh, what high school does she go to?
Dexter.
Oh, Dexter. Yeah. So that's the west side.
Ann Arbor area. Yeah.
So did you ever go out to her school or have you ever done a presentation out there?
No, but I hope we're going to set something up.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I'll tell you what. I can't wait to meet her because that was fantastic. And Kevin Sharp, you're the man. When you put stuff together, you...
Shout out to Paul Raymond who engineered it.
Okay.
And, what was the name of the gentleman that helped with the band?
Alex Johnson.
He did a fantastic job.
Wow.
I can't take credit for everything. I just mixed it. And a shout out to Ryan Arini for help mixing and mastering it as well.
How long does it take to do a song like that?
They were there about 7 hours, 6 hours.
We're going to have Kevin back on the show to talk. I told Jackie I have so many questions for what you do. And Jackie says, well, we won't have time for that today. We'll have to have Kevin back.
We'll have Kevin back, and we're also going to have the Bonsadello Beauties back around the holidays to help us get pretty.
It's a good
for
thing
the holidays.
It's a good thing we gave them the sip on this drink of the week. So they've been sitting here patiently waiting for us to get to them. So Michelle and Heather, tell us what you're going to do for this again. Talk about the event.
Well, we're doing, like I said, fantasy hair. We have a couple different categories, and it's just going to be a fun night. I did it last year. I planned a lot of it. I plan a lot of it this year.
How many hairstylists are there
participating in this?
There's five. Yeah. Like five.
And how many models do each of you do?
Three each.
And you pick your own models?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about, does somebody pitch in and do the clothing, or do they wear their own clothing?
Salvation Army is great help for that.
Oh, wow.
Or some Halloween stuff we have around, or... Amanda, she's not here today, but she's an excellent sewer. She actually has loved me borrow a couple of her outfits she's sewn for Halloween.
Oh, wow. Are you practicing the hair?
You know what? You can't really practice. Yeah. When it's doing something creative, you're kind of better at it just doing it.
Really? You don't practice it?
You can never get the same look twice.
Wow. You are professionals. Michelle, how long have you been doing hair?
I've been doing hair about 6.5 years.
What's your favorite part of being... in a salon and doing what you do?
My favorite part, honestly, would probably be seeing the client come in, the way they look when they come in. And, sometimes I've had clients who I see are very depressed or unhappy. They're going through a divorce or anything. And they're just, anyone that's in the salon looking for a big change, I'm like, all right, what are you going through, And seeing them when they walk out and they're so happy and you know that you did that, you'd made that smile on their face is... It's priceless. You can't put a price on that.
That's wonderful. Yeah. What about you, Heather?
I've been doing hair for about 10 years, and it's hard to believe it's already been 10 years that I've been doing hair, but I love it. I mean, I love doing color. I love doing the crazy things. I always get my clients to see my hair, and they're like, okay, I think I want to do what you have in your hair. I'm like, okay, are you sure?
I wish our listeners could see your hair. We'll take pictures and have Becca put them on Facebook. Well, if you weren't hairstylist, what would you do?
Honestly, I would love to do something with music because I do like music a lot as well. I mean, it's got me through a lot
of times. Well, wait. Let us introduce you to Kevin.
She's been to the studio.
Yeah.
And Dennis.
I love going to the studio. I'm just like in awe. I'm like, I just can't believe like the bands that have recorded there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm sitting here where all these bands I love.
This is interesting because this is a perfect fit because Michelle's really into music as well. She loves to sing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it really is a perfect match
here. I love to sing.
Right. Well, you're going to MC.
All right, we're going to have a karaoke karaoke party. At the studio.
Oh boy!
Hey, there's another fundraiser for you.
Dennis, we're trying to make money here, Denise. I'm sure you're good, though. I'm sure you are.
I better stick to the 5K. Yeah. Is that what you're telling me?
But listen, because we're starting to run out of time here, and we have something really important. We have to listen to the song that Dennis wrote. He's going to perform it live, and I have to tell you, I heard this song, and wait till you hear it.
It's called No Resolve. I love that it started with this song. How old were you when you wrote this one?
I was about 24.
Okay, and it's N-O Resolve, but then you changed the nonprofit to K-N-O-W. So
yep.
From N-O to K-N-O-W. That's pretty cool.
Right.
All right, so
I'll go get it.
You go get your music and your guitar. And while he's doing that...
Yes.
Should we talk about our...
What are we talking about? What did you want to talk about?
I was trying to get you to give me some, a little wiggle room there. Well, I was just thinking we could tell what our sip on this drink was. Since
yes.
Heather and Michelle have already tried it.
It was amazing.
It's really good.
and in case their manager's listening, if Beth is listening, they only had a sip.
Yeah.
That's it.
And we should mention again that they are from Bonsadello Salon.
And Spa.
And Spa. And I've had a massage there.
Yes.
And a pedicure there, and I got my hair done. By the way, well, we'll talk about that later. And it's in Shelby Township, 21 Mile Road.
21 in Hayes.
21
yes.
in Hayes.
And you can call, make an appointment. And they're one of the things that they're really getting into that we're going to have them back during the holiday season, is they're getting in extensions now, which is really cool. That can change your whole look.
Have you ever had extensions?
No, I'm too old to have extensions right now.
No, you're not. You're never too old.
Oh, I don't know about that. But you should
see
the
young one.
You should see the beautiful work that they do with extensions.
Oh,
it's just amazing.
I have no doubt. They're artists. That's
okay. So we can have Dennis.
Here's Dennis with his song that he wrote for his dad.
Resolve. Time won't cover up the world. wounds when you lose someone you love. If I could ask you one last thing, I guess that I would ask you why. I'd ask you why. So goodbye, I can't believe you're gone. So goodbye, somehow I hope that you can hear this song. I hope that you can hear this song. I hope that you can hear this song. I hope that you can hear this song.
Wow.
That's wow. Really good.
Yeah, it's such an emotional song. And
from the
now,
heart.
Dennis, oh, I'll wait till you get back. I
think he can hear it.
Well, but people can't hear Dennis.
No, I meant his dad. I was answering this.
Oh, call. Yeah. Yeah, I think
you,
so,
yes.
Too.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I agree. Now, Dennis, can people get a copy of that song? Can they buy that or can they make a donation? Only because that message, I can just picture a lot of people asking those questions.
Yep, you can purchase our music, including that song, at studentdriverband.com.
Studentdriverband.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, first of all, we're going to have to wrap up here. We're running out of time. But thank you guys, all of you, for coming in. So we have Glam Meets Jam September 24th. It's a Thursday night at Hatchie's in Utica downtown. About 6:30, all ages show. So bring your family out, bring your friends out. It's going to be a great show. It's $10 a ticket. All proceeds will benefit NoResolve.org. If people just want to make a donation, how do they do that?
They can go to NoResolve.org and click on donate.
Okay. So please get out there and donate, because any donation can make a difference in life or death for somebody. We want to thank Kevin Sharp from Metro 37 Studios in Rochester Hills. Thank you for excited about the lineup that you have. This is going to be a great show, and we are going to have you back, Kevin,
because
we have a lot to talk about with what you have going on. And we want to thank Bonsadello Salon and Spa in Shelby Township. Heather and Michelle for making the drive. They still have to go out and work and change people's lives by making them beautiful, making them feel better, which they do so good.
I'm sure they will.
And we're going to see all of their great work September 24th.
And we want to thank Jessica, as yes. always, for being here and making sure everything runs smoothly. And
yes.
our CEO, Becca Nelson.
Who's listening. And Denise, thank you for offering to MC with
Looking
Rocky Blues. That's going to be a lot of fun to
oh,
have
I
you
can't
there.
Wait. Yeah. I can't wait. Well, thank you, Jackie. Appreciate everybody's help. And remember, if you don't have a wish, you can't have a wish come true.
That's right. Have a good week.
Yep.
This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. This is a previously recorded episode.